Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Amanda Petrusich, a music critic for The New Yorker.
And I'm David Remnick. Music keeps me alive. It really does. Whether it's the mellow tone of Lester Young's saxophone and Billie Holiday singing to it, or The Chronic, these things are essential to life. I don't know what I'd do without it. It's like imagining life without food or drink.
I agree completely. It's a lifeline, and I'm grateful for it. And on that note, let's close the program today with an essay by Donald Antrim. It was published around the shutdown, and it speaks to the question of what music can do at a time like this when we're not seeing family and friends. We're not getting out the way we used to. Antrim's piece is called Music Will Be Important. We've adapted it for radio, and here it is read by Russell G. Jones.
We're all spending some time alone now. I once spent the better part of a year by myself in my apartment. It was 2016. I was not in quarantine. I was sick with what we and our doctors call major depression. I would rather call it suicide, which I see not as an event or a deed, but as the natural ongoing outcome of trauma and isolation. And though at times I functioned, I nonetheless could not bring myself to write or read much or cook for myself or exercise or open the mailbox. I let the mail sit until the mailman, unable to fit all the flyers and bills and tax notices, emptied the box, wrapped everything with a rubber band, and left the bundle on my entryway floor. The problem was terror. Problem was that I was not safe. I'd lost my sense of belonging and lived in abjection, lonely, cut off, trying not to die, but working just to stay alive. Maybe at some time in your life, you've hidden yourself away, scurried past the mailbox, let the phone ring, if it rings at all. Maybe you've distanced yourself from friends or lost them for good. What will happen to you if you go outside? And we like to say that we're wired, as if we're computers or electrical grids. My wiring is shot. She needs recharging. He's in shutdown mode. Another thing we like to say is that music soothes the savage beast. The expression is a misquote from the playwright William Congreve, who in fact writes of the savage breast, not beast. Music has charms to soothe the savage breast, to soften rocks or bend a knotted oak. A savage breast is what we feel when we are alone too long. The year I was alone, I sat on the sofa and listened to the music that had mattered to me when I was young. Steppenwolf and Pink Floyd and Black Sabbath. Sitting in my apartment in Brooklyn that year when I couldn't easily leave the house, I listened. I was always shaking and hyperventilating. I felt my body pressed down as if by some weight that I could not see. It was a feeling of being crushed from every side. Maybe you've felt this. Sometimes I got up from the sofa and paced, but then I might stop to adjust the speakers. I put my gear on platforms made to dampen vibration, and I added big fat speaker cables. And as I fiddled with the system, it came to sound, to feel more and more close. I I put on the music that I came to later in life, jazz and electronic and experimental music and Bartok and Mozart and Bach. My shoulders dropped. The muscles in my neck and face relaxed, and I breathed more deeply. I prayed, and I wept. I stood at the window and I watched the people on the sidewalk below, the parents with children, groups of friends, neighbors bringing home groceries. I thought of all of us who, like me at that time, lived in danger and in fear. A fear that might seem inexplicable, yet also concrete and real. Dear God, take care of my brothers and sisters. Take care of our families. Take care of the people in hospitals and on the streets. I put on records and prayed. I was, we could say, sitting in music. I wasn't wired. I was wire. The sound waves were wire, and the air in the room was wire, and the walls were wire, and the books in their shelves were wire, and my body was wire. I found my communion with others who were alone. And I might notice when I felt you near me that I was tapping my foot and my thoughts were, for the moment, clear, and that I could smile a bit.
That was Russell G. Jones performing Music Will Be Important by Donald Antrim, which was published in The New Yorker.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.